Yet since September, the Crown Prince has sent dozens of nonviolent clerics and Islamic intellectuals to prison, leading current and former U.S. officials to question whether his talk of reform masks a crackdown on dissent. More people today probably feel better about their country, particularly young people, says a former top White House official. But people have suffered, and the political repression has not lightened up. This is not a democratic reform. In the U.S., Bin Salman has found some important supporters, though, including President Donald Trump and his influential son-in-law, Jared Kushner. The president has not only pursued a tighter alliance with the kingdom and embraced it as a bulwark against a surging Iran, he has also invested deeply in the crown prince personality. In the crown prince personally, tweeting reassurances through a string of controversies. If White House support were enough to gain backing for his reforms, Bin Salman would not have proceeded from Washington to Boston, New York City, Seattle, Silicon Valley, Beverly Hills, and Dallas. The question is whether others will buy what the White House has signed on for. Is this a savvy transaction by a young guy who knows his country has to change, but who intends to maintain strict and authoritarian control at home? Or is this a transformation that will fundamentally alter the American conception of Saudi Arabia? Asks Aaron David Miller, a longtime State Department official, now at the Woodrow Wilson Center. When I was at the State Department, we prayed for a leader like this. But beware of wishing something you don't really want. Upon the death or abdication of Bin Salman's father, the throne will skip an entire generation, hundreds of middle-aged princes, and fall to him. The crown prince is a man in a hurry. I don't want to waste my time, he says. I am young. The dire condition of the kingdom kindly accommodated his impatience. In 2015, when the crown reached Bin Salman's father, the Saudi oil economy was running on fumes. The price of a barrel, which Saudis had projected to remain at least $100 a barrel, had fallen to $50, and immense cash reserves stood a few years from exhaustion. At the same time, the U.S., having edged closer to energy independence with natural gas and oil shale, no longer needed Riyadh the way it once did, and was noticeably less attentive. More worrying still, President Barack Obama, unlike past presidents, was willing to engage persistently with Iran, the Saudis' chief nemesis. Iran, despite remaining a thorn in Washington's side, was aligned with the U.S. in its desire to destroy ISIS, the Sunni extremists who executed Americans on camera and used Saudi textbooks in their schools.